there are two things of which the speed and impetus is so great, it is almost impossible to stop that impetus of kama, of krodha, the passion and anger. When you are seized by these two, the tendency is to satisfy them on the spot. No delay is allowed, as it were, by the consciousness. They want satisfaction here and now. So one who can endure the pressure of kama and krodha, which is almost impossible because the speed is so great. Therefore Sri Krishna says one mark of one divine worker is that in the midst of kama and krodha, whether he can remain equal-minded. And one who can bear the speed of kama and krodha, it is he, and that too before you are able to leave the body, before that you should achieve this, that will be the real mark. Sa yuktaha sa sukhi naraha. It is he who is really happy. Yaha antaha sukaha antara ramaha tatha antara jyotihi eva tvatya. Sa yogi brahma nirvanam brahma bhutaha adhigacchati. One who finds his happiness within himself, rejoices within himself and finds an inner light only within himself, such a yogin becomes Brahman and attains the blissfulness of Brahman. Brahma nirvanam brahma bhutaha adhigacchati. These are the two words to which we should return afterwards because they are very important. One who can remain within himself and derive all the delight from himself, he attains to Brahma Nirvana, he attains to the complete liberation that is obtained when you become one with Brahma, Brahma Bhutaha, when you become the Brahman, then you attain the Nirvana, the liberation that comes by attainment of the Brahman. Labante brahma nirvanam rishayah kshina kalmashah chinna dvaidha yatatmanah sarva bhuta hite ratah. They attain to brahma nirvana. Labante brahma nirvanam. They attain to brahma nirvana. Rishayah kshina kalmashah. The rishis, the sages attain to it. Kshina kalmashaha, whose sins are washed out. Chinna dvaidha, those who are dualities, is gone. Yatatmanaha sarvabhuta hite rataha. But this Brahma Nirvana does not mean that you become aloof from the world. Even in Brahma Nirvana, you still remain Rataha, you become engaged, sarva bhuta hite, still remain completely engaged in the activities for the welfare of the people. Kama krodha vimuktanam yatinam yatachetasam abhito brahma nirvanam vartate viditatmanam. In the close proximity to the austere souls who are free from passion and anger, whose minds are under control, and who have realized the Self, there abides blissfulness of Brahman, even here, not only there, but even here. Sparshan kritva bahihi bahyan chakshuhu cha eva antare dhruvohu prana apano samau kritva nasa vyantarat charinau. Shutting out all external objects, focusing the vision between the eyebrows, harmonizing the inward and downward breaths within the nostrils, यतेन्द्रिय मनोबुद्धि मुनि मोक्ष परायण विगत इच्छा भय क्रोध यह सदा मुक्त एव सः. द मुनि हु कंट्रोल्स हिज सेंसेस माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट हु इज एडहेरेंट टू लिबरेशन अलोन वन हु हैज रिनाउंस्ड ऑल डिजायर्स एंड एंगर ही इज एवर इमेंसिपेटेड. एंड लास्ट इज द डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द डिवाइन वर्कर. भोक्तारम यज्ञ तपसाम सर्वलोक महेश्वरम सुहृदम सर्वभूतानाम ज्ञात्वा माम शांतिम पृच्छति. ही नोइंग मी एज द एंजॉयर ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफाइसेस एंड फिनांसेस एज द ग्रेट गॉड रूलिंग ओवर ऑल द वर्ल्ड्स एज द फ्रेंड ऑफ ऑल बीइंग्स अटेन्स सुप्रीम पीस. The real friendship comes at this level, when you know the divine yourself, himself as your friend, and divine present everywhere, then the automatic friendship arises in the consciousness. Now the theme of equality, which was already given earlier, is still continued in the sixth chapter also. And as I told you, the fifth and sixth chapters are interrelated. And this theme of equality is so important in the Bhagavad Gita that we need to concentrate upon this theme once again. So let us come back again to the fifth chapter and see all kinds of attributes which are given to the state of equality.